This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Opinions are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us and weigh in with whatever's important to you. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. We do in the studio tonight. It's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cronin.
And we've been talking about mass delusional psychosis, which is making the news rounds again now that Robert Malone was on the Joe Rogan Experience talking about it. And, of course, Joe Rogan's tremendously popular on the Internet. Mm-hmm. So now more people are talking about this thing. And this has caused the mainstream media to do what they do best and to fact check it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a story here about that. So what is the mainstream? How are they going to reassure me that society hasn't lost its collective mind?
Yeah, how can we guarantee all the people who've been following these silly rules for the last 2 years, how can we make them not look stupid? Because this is what mass formation is saying. It's saying this is something the anti-vaxxers are using as ammunition against this other group that they don't care for.
They're going to do what they always do, trot out their own experts.
They already look stupid. I mean, they lined up for their shots, they wore their masks, they let society be shut down for weeks, and a lot of them still got COVID.
Yep.
So it's hard for them to look stupid? More stupid than that.
And some of them are still walking around with two masks on.
Yeah, but this is survival mechanics. This is cognitive dissonance. This is
sure.
This is convincing yourself that you're not insane, which you kind of are.
I'm not insane.
I'm talking about double maskers.
Okay.
I'm talking about teachers who lock their kids in the trunk. You're insane. There's something
people driving
wrong
around
with
a mask on alone in their car.
Yeah.
I love that one.
I hate seeing that one, but at the same time, I love it for exactly the misanthropic reasons that you would expect, where I see it and I'm like, what an idiot.
Amazing.
In their car by themselves, driving around with their mask on, like, dude. Who are you worried about getting sick
from?
Well,
in that case, I think a lot of that is virtue signaling. They are proving it's their flag. They're flying their flag and letting everyone in the world know this is where I am, this is where I stand, and I'm trying to just save grandma.
Did you see the screenshot from an email from a company saying that, hey, we require you to wear a mask for Zoom meetings now because anxiety to...
I'm sorry. I did not hear this. Keep going. It causes anxiety in the people around you?
It causes anxiety in one particular employee who complained about it.
There's one person who has what they call unmasked face fear. There's like some sort of term that they come up with for people that are afraid of seeing an unmasked person, even though it's on a Zoom call.
Talk about delusional psychosis.
Yeah, it's nuts. But that's okay. They've got their experts, see? So this one expert, Robert Malone, who's, you know, got all these credentials, whether or not you believe he's a government plan or not, he's got all these credentials.
Oh, and he's a vaccine guy. He is.
He said he's vaccinated, right?
He's double vaxxed.
Yeah.
He didn't like this. He didn't like this. The results from the second shot.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he also had COVID. And he's the mRNA guy. He's all about this stuff. He loves it. He is the champion of this stuff. And yet, they're throwing him under the bus.
The timeline here. Did he get COVID and then get vaccinated?
Yes.
He already knew that COVID wasn't going to cause him any significant damage.
He wanted to fly or something.
He says in the interview that there's 140 studies that say if you get the vaccine after you've had and beat COVID, it dramatically increases risks of things like myocarditis.
He didn't know that at the time. He got the vaccines really early on.
Hmm.
Now he knows, and now everyone out there should know if you've had it.
How could you not know that as a doctor?
Well, maybe.
How could you not know that natural immunity is way better than anything else?
How could you be so irresponsible that as a doctor you're out there encouraging people to get the vaccine even though they've already had COVID without having any studies whatsoever to back it up, and there turns out there's 140 different ones saying that's a bad idea.
Yeah, and they've been stifling the whole natural immunity is better than a vaccine since day one.
Yeah.
They don't want that out there, even though that's how it works.
Right. Those doctors are being fired. Those doctors are being shut down and, you know, deleted from social media and stuff.
many governments are allowing people to say, hey, look, I've had COVID before. Here's the whatever proof they have that they had COVID before. And they're allowing that as their vaccine passport. Not in the United States.
Yeah, that's, by the way, that's the way it should be. An antibody test. You can get these. It's a blood test. It proves whether you've had it or not.
I'm not getting tested.
Well, this is a different kind of test. This is a blood test.
I'm not giving them my blood.
Not them. Go to your... My mom did it. She went to her doctor. She paid... I don't know how much she paid for this. I don't think her insurance covered it. It might have. And now, and she has a form that says her antibody count. And she had it. And she's thinking that that will save her from having to get the vaccine. It may or it may
worth
not.
A try.
It's worth a try. It might not get you on that cruise, but or that flight... But when you can't get into the grocery store in a couple of years because you don't have the mark of the beast on your forehead or on your forehead or whatever.
Well, that's already happening in New York City and many other cities now across the United States. Chicago, New Orleans, they just keep coming on board. But we don't have that here in New Hampshire.
Not yet.
I don't think it's coming here.
I don't think it's going to come here
either.
I think
there's enough people that are fed up here in New Hampshire.
We are... purple enough, and we're not a red or blue state, but I think there are enough hillbillies here in New Hampshire that wouldn't have any part of it.
So Reuters and AP and many others have been crowing about this Robert Malone and how he's a bad guy and this mass formation psychosis, it's not even a real thing, so don't pay any attention to this guy who's worked for the government and has, you know, designed mRNA, and no, he's not a real expert. Listen only to our experts, which, by the way, Reuters and AP, curiously, picked the exact same two people to interview.
Oh, really?
For their
amazing
articles.
How that works.
Here's their propaganda. Because whenever you see fact check, just go right ahead and replace that with pro-government propaganda.
Didn't Facebook just come out and says, yeah, our fact checkers just work off of opinion pieces. They don't actually fact check anything.
No, they call their favorite experts, yep. The government-provided experts.
Or sources say.
Well, there's really no such thing as a fact. Everything is really just an opinion.
Mm. Unless it's science.
It's still just an opinion. That's why the highest tier is just a theory.
I meant to include the people who believe that science is settled.
That's the religious science.
Correct. So that science is, in fact, fact. It cannot be questioned.
Well, they think it is.
According to the official narrative.
According to the official narrative.
Mass formation psychosis, they put in quotes, is not an academic term recognized in the field of psychology, nor is there evidence of any such phenomenon occurring during the COVID-19 pandemic. Multiple experts in crowd psychology have told Reuters. Online searches for the phrase have spiked this month, as seen in worldwide Google Trends here, after it was used in a popular podcast as the reason why people comply with public health measures. Dr. Robert Malone, previously fact-checked by Reuters here and here, told the Joe Rogan Experience that mass formation psychosis is a phenomenon that occurred in the 1920s and 30s Germany when a highly educated population, quote, went barking mad. And he says that's what happened here. According to Malone, the condition occurs when a society, quote, becomes decoupled from each other and has a free-floating anxiety in a sense that things don't make sense and their attention gets focused by a leader or series of events on one small point, just like hypnosis. They literally become hypnotized and can be led anywhere. They will follow that person. It doesn't matter whether they lie to them or whatever. The data are irrelevant. So they go on to say that people were sharing this information, and so the AP and Reuters need to step in. They say the phrase doesn't appear in the American Psychological Association's Dictionary of Psychology.
Well, that's going to be true of any new phenomena that someone observes.
So this isn't a new phenomenon.
This has been studied for a long time.
But
crowd psychology. But now, but the mass formation psychosis, I think, is newly coined. But crowd psychology, Freud. That was his thing.
Numerous psychologists have also told Reuters that such a condition is not officially recognized. John Drury, professor of social psychology at the University of Sussex, said, I have never heard of this concept, he wrote in an email to Reuters, while J. Van Bavel...
Has he never been curious about how the Nazis exploited the... German population to turn a blind eye to the Holocaust? Well, is that just something he's never been curious about?
They're not going to dig into the actual ideas here. They're just going to blow off the term mass formational psychosis and say, well, therefore it doesn't exist. We've never heard of this term.
By the way, I could prove that this has been established. This is newly coined, but the ASH experiment. That's mass formation right there.
Explain that.
On a smaller individual level. We'll talk about that coming up.
Yeah, because I don't remember what the ASH experiment was. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. We're going to talk about mass delusional psychosis, fact-checking, and the mainstream media. Do you believe them?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. 603-283-6160.
With you
tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com because it is the best place to go to learn about something that is extremely important to me, and I think important for freedom, important for the world, and that's cryptocurrency. They have, all you have to do is click getting started at the top of the page, take a few minutes out of your day to watch a few short videos that will teach you the basics of this critically important world-changing information. And if you already know about Bitcoin, you can stay up to date on all the news and headlines that are relevant to you at news.bitcoin.com, all on a sleek, easy-to-use, modern website. That's bitcoin.com. We've been talking about mass delusional psychosis, or mass formation psychosis, as it's appropriately called, which evidently is making the rounds. People are talking about it again. I think we first brought it up here probably 18 months ago here on the show. And
We definitely talked about it back in August. I remember that because I brought it to the table, and we were just trying to make heads or tails of what's going on. We're trying to understand.
Were we talking about the terminology, or were we talking about the ideas?
The idea of this entire plandemic, and why it is affecting people the way that it is. Mm-hmm. Why are people falling in lockstep? Good word there. Lockstep, which is also a Nazi term. And with all of this nonsense, why 2 years into this, people are still falling? Why whenever they're backing back on the narrative? They're all right, you don't have to wear masks.
Some people are doubling down.
People are flipping out. Look at mainstream media. Look at our city councilors. It's like, what do you mean we don't have to wear masks anymore? Look at when they just came out and says that between 50% and 75% of people who have died with COVID, not necessarily from COVID. We've been saying this for two damn years. The CDC, it's on their own statistics. It says that only really about 10%. Of the people just died from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else had at least four comorbidities. And people hear that. The mainstream media is hearing that this week. And they're like, I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't want my freedom. I don't want it back. Why would sane, intelligent people...
sane anymore.
Exactly.
Were they ever?
Well,
maybe. They weren't this insane, at least.
So this is... And the way that I see it, this new hot topic is helping me understand what's going on, except maybe, do we have a caller? Because we're going to come back to this,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, hold that thought for a minute then. We have Talk, who's on the line. Talk, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, thank you.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, sir. Okay, well, just to refresh your memory, I had some experience in nursing, so all nurses think that we have a... kind of a psych, if you're in med surg, you're kind of in a psychological or a psych hospital because of so many people come in that are kind of nuts.
Hypochondriacs.
Problems like family problems and all kinds of crazy problems, and they'll say, oh, I don't want that nurse. I want a black nurse, or, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. But anyway, so my understanding of psychology is like, okay, you've got, they group it up, of course, child psychology, which we studied, and abnormal criminal psychology. Then you've got your various branches, you know, general. You've got your psychopath aspects of who's a psychopath. And by the way, very interesting, just as a side note, this guy named Eric Metaxas did an interview with this guy who's a psychopath, and he's... a reformed kind of a Christian kind of thing. You'd have to listen to this interview if you're interested in psychology. Very interesting. And it's a podcast, it's easy to find, Eric Metaxas. Anyway, so basically what you're talking about is surely a real thing, although some people are more susceptible to media, and that's where you need to focus. Is the media.
Well, so, I don't know if it's that more people are more susceptible to it. They're just probably more exposed to it. Like everyone here in the studio doesn't watch television. I mean, we don't just sit there consuming these commercials all the time like these average people do.
But even if we did, we are people who are, by our, whether it's by our nature or just by our training, we question the things that we see.
By your knowledge.
Which is why you can plant us behind a television set and we'll just roll our eyes and like, oh my God, I can't believe that people are falling for this.
Listen to this. I read almost everything Ayn Rand wrote. So having read Atlas Shrugged and We the Living is concerning criminal communists who shot Kara as this guard on the border. I don't know if you read We the Living, but she finally escapes from Russia across the border, and some Soviet guard thinks he sees something, and he shoots and kills her. And, you know, this gal that calls in, what, Sarah, she needs to know communists are criminals. That's all they are. They're just criminals. It's another criminal.
All governments are criminals.
Yeah,
communists aren't unique in that regard.
That's right.
They're the worst, and they're coming. They're coming for us. It looks like it, but we're on top of it. You guys and me, we're on top of it.
Well, thank you so much for the call tonight, Talk. I wish I felt that more people were on top of it. I mean, we know the government's coming, right? That's what governments do. I definitely don't think that communist governments are... Their economic model is significantly worse, but at the end of the day, they're still just a government doing what governments have always done. Like, we can point to the Russian gulags, the Soviet Union's gulags and things like that, and we can recognize how horrible they are, yet the United States has the largest prison population percentage in the world.
Oh, but all those people are bad.
Right.
In those prisons.
Well, that's what they said about the people in the gulags,
that's right?
Isn't it?
But the problem with these bad governments is that they have one thing in common. All of them are
governments
supported by the people.
That's right. Otherwise, they wouldn't work.
By the majority of the people. Otherwise, they wouldn't, or they'd fall overnight. But basically, and whenever the government comes after them, let's go back to Soviet gulags, even when Stalin was going after his own Communist Party members, because he ran out of mass formation, it's all about eating your own. You start with your enemy, you start with the other, and before you know it, you're eating your own people.
Well, he became wrapped up in paranoia, didn't he?
Well, because the enemy's within.
But right. but this is the worst part about it. When he would go after his own brother, his own comrade, they would... Yes, 2 + 2 = 5. Yeah, Orwell captured this very well, that when it came after his own, the people, the criminal who was being eaten by his own party, admitted to creating some crime, even though he didn't know what it was. I've been a loyal comrade for since day one, and I guess I did something wrong. They actually made themselves believe.
A lot of them were also tortured until
did it because they thought they would go easy on them.
If you watch them torture someone, they go, well, now what are you guilty of? You might be more inclined to just make up a crime then if the alternative is to go through what this previous person went
through.
This
is also true. But what about turning in your own neighbor? What about, this is something that is going to occur regularly when it comes to totalitarianism.
This is why the dehumanization aspect is so important to them, because they have to make you so afraid that you're willing to sacrifice your neighbor in order to maybe get some brownie points with the regime and make them think you're a good little loyal citizen.
There it is, brownie points. It's all about the brownies.
What are your thoughts on all of this? Would you turn in your neighbor if you thought it would keep you safe? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Omicron variant is continuing an unprecedented surge across the United States. That's what CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told senators today. She added it's highly contagious and rapidly evolving. President Biden, back in Washington, D.C., after spending some time in the Peach State, the president talking voting and sharply criticizing former President Donald Trump because he doubted the results of the 2020 election.
He didn't say count the votes. He said find votes that he needed to win. He failed because of the courageous officials, Democrats, Republicans.
Not attending that speech in Atlanta, Georgia on Tuesday, former gubernatorial candidate in Georgia, Stacey Abrams, who herself doubted election results in Georgia. USA Radio News. Schools in session once again in Chicago.
As many experts claim the lockdowns are hurting our children's mental health, a proposal for Chicago public schools to resume in-person classes Wednesday has been approved by the Chicago Teachers Union House of Delegates. That followed a lot of bickering during the week-long standoff. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The city of New Orleans is reinstating a mask mandate just weeks before the start of Mardi Gras as a way of stopping a surge in COVID-19 cases. Health Director Jennifer Avenjo saying hospitalizations have risen by a factor of 7.
There are no beds. If you go to an emergency department right now, expect to wait 6, 10, 12 hours to be seen just to get back to the emergency department.
A city spokesman saying on Tuesday that the action is needed to allow parades to roll through the famed French Quarter. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, where you're invited to share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Conan, and Ian. And we're raising funds for Give Directly, which is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people who live in extreme poverty, like don't even have access to running water levels of poverty. The families that we're helping live in Bonnet and Kilifi counties in Kenya. They're the ones who are in need, and obviously because they're the ones who need things, they're best suited to make the decisions about what they need for themselves than some distant aid organization. That's one of the things that's so great about Give Directly, is that instead of relying on this aid organization thousands of miles away to determine, oh, well, maybe this family needs a new pair of boots or whatever, that family can use that money themselves to drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, education. This cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of someone else making that decision for them. And we're matching your donations up to $30,000 at give.freetalklive.com. If you're feeling generous, head on over there to give.freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking about mass formation psychosis, what I would call mass delusional psychosis, because I just like that terminology better. People are being delusional here. They've created this boogeyman, just like they did with climate change.
They didn't create the boogeyman. The boogeyman has brought them together. It's given them a cause to fight. It's giving them a reason to bring their community back together. It's giving them...
Their fear created the boogeyman, I would say then.
Well, somebody created the boogeyman and got them to be afraid of it.
Well, I mean, the question is it real or not? And I'm thinking it's a real virus.
I'm willing to say that it's definitely a real virus.
It has been blown out of proportion. Yes, the big question is whether it's man-made and was it intentionally released? But it doesn't really matter. It is the object. It is something that has brought a lot of people together who might have been going through difficult times. They might be weak-minded, or maybe according to those conditions, they were in a state of self-isolation and their lives are meaningless and there's just anxiety. They're taking pills to cover it. They've had bipolar since they were in, you know, school, a young person in kindergarten any of these anxieties. They've had all these issues. And now they have an object to focus their attention on and bring them back together. And now they have a community. And that's where it's all about. And that's why I think this is natural. That whenever a community, when a society starts to collapse.
Well, it's natural as far as crowd, you know, crowds and how they behave.
How they react to a bad situation.
Yeah, it's natural in that way. And it's not natural in that there are people who understand this and they're taking advantage of it.
Exactly. And that's the question. Is Fauci, does he really know what he's about? I think that probably he does.
I mean, the dude,
he experiments
tortured
on
beagles.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure he knows exactly what he is. And the beagles weren't even the worst one. There was something about monkeys recently.
And you know what all these studies had in common? It was all about focusing on how much pain these animals could endure,
mm-hmm.
And that's, to me, that's interesting, especially when you start to get into...
See, I didn't even look at what the point of the research was in regard to the beagle experiments. You know,
they wanted to see how, they let the maggots eat the faces off the beagles. They wanted to see how much pain these dogs could endure.
The monkey one, I actually just happened to have that pulled up from last night. According to TimCast, actually, an exclusive by TimCast, they talked to the White Coat Waste Project. New photos and details obtained by the White Coat Waste Project provided to TimCast revealed the extent of the taxpayer-funded cruelty and lack of regard for the well-being of monkeys in some what they call maximum pain animal experimentation. Quote, our new investigation has found that Fauci's revolting record on taxpayer-funded animal testing is even bigger than Beaglegate. He's also wasted millions of tax dollars to subsidize a secretive island where primates are bred for his labs that inflict punishing pain on monkeys and ghoulishly withhold pain relief.
Yeah.
It's according to Devin Murphy, the public communications manager at the White Coat Waste.
I mean, what does that have to do with vaccines and stuff? I mean, see how much pain an animal can endure.
It's just a demonstration of how evil this man is.
Well, his department deals with more than just vaccines, right? Yeah. It's the National Health, or whatever the hell they call themselves, Institute of Health. Approximately 600 monkeys are taken from Morgan Island per year and shipped to some of the federal government's most painful and cruel laboratories for animal research. As of June 30th of 2019, there were over 3,000 primates living on Morgan Island, with 77% of that population being females, according to documents provided through a Freedom of Information Act request from White Coat Waste Project. It's estimated that about 750 newborn monkeys are born on the island to await their potential use for vivisection each year.
It's a vivisection.
It's where they cut the beast open, and I don't know if you do it while they're alive.
I think you do it while they're alive.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, vivisection is horrible, but I mean, the Nazis did do that, and I want to bring back the Nazis here. Even though you always lose an argument as soon as you mention the Nazis, that notwithstanding, even the Nazis did not intentionally inflict pain upon people just to see how much pain they could endure. Even the Nazis didn't do that. There was always some other purpose of making someone obey or something, mm-hmm. which is still absolutely evil, but it wasn't to do it just to do it.
According to federal spending databases, a total of $13.5 million and of a potential $27.5 million contract has been given to Charles River Laboratories to maintain the Monkey Island colony since March of 2018. Of those funds, a sizable chunk, $8.9 million, was paid by Dr. Fauci's division, the NIAID, of the National Institute for Health. The monkeys themselves are actually owned by Fauci's division. According to the documents obtained by White Coast Waste Project, Charles River is tasked with, quote, the year-round daily maintenance of a non-human primate breeding colony. It is anticipated the number of animals provided by the government should produce a minimum of 500 animals per year for the government's use. The paper describes the development of the deadly Crimean-Congo hemorrhagic fever in monkeys in graphic detail. And photos show that monkeys were infected with this virus. The horrific photos were published as a supplement to the paper, and it looks pretty gross. There's a monkey with a bloody nose, a picture of the vivisection going on.
Yeah, I looked into it. Apparently, vivisection is the practice of performing operations on live animals.
Yes, yeah.
For the purpose of experimentation or scientific research.
The agency used 15 rhesus and African green monkeys for the pilot study. They used a dozen macaque monkeys in the main study where they were injected with the painful virus and then killed on the seventh day of the test. So this goes on, but you know, I think we've got the...
Pure evil, yeah. Essentially.
You get the gist of it. And we're all forced to pay for it.
Oh, yeah. Or at least our kids are, our grandkids.
Well, they're inflating the currency
they're just adding zeros right now.
Well, that's it, and we're paying for that. I mean, even if you're not paying taxes or whatever, the inflation, the increase in the money supply is making everyone who uses the dollar pay for that.
But I'm sure the government can trot out some experts that can, you know, excuse why they're doing these things, just like they're trotting out experts here to take down this mass formation psychosis system. And so back to the story here from Reuters, where they talk to their government experts, like Associate Professor of Psychology and Neuroscience at New York University, J. Van Babel, who said the term doesn't exist as a real academic concept. He says, I've been studying group identity and collective behavior for nearly two decades, and just published a book on the topic, which they link to.
And, of course they do. Yeah,
and not once have I come across this term. It seems to have been made up recently. There are similar sounding concepts like mass psychogenic illness, but the scope of these is relatively narrow compared to what is being proposed here. Do you know what mass psychogenic illness is?
I've never heard the term.
According to the AAFP, it is when people in a group think that they might have been exposed to something dangerous, like a germ or a toxin. They may get signs of sickness like headache, dizziness, faintness, weakness, or a choking feeling.
It's like group feel.
And if many of the people in the group start to feel sick at about the same time, we might think they have a mass psychogenic illness. So whether or not they actually are sick doesn't matter if enough of them believe that they're sick.
Hey, how often do you get ill to your bones when you see someone vomit? Someone next to you?
It's gross.
But don't you feel like vomiting afterwards? I mean,
it doesn't, yeah.
Yeah, but that's because of the gross factor. That's not because of, you know, mental illness.
It's mental. It's totally mental.
603-283-6160. It's free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We're here, everybody, to join us. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And someone is reporting that the YouTube feeds may have stopped. I haven't looked into it, but I wouldn't be surprised. They regularly
not our problem
suspend us from YouTube, and that's why we stream to Odyssey. You can find our channel there at video.freetalklive.com. Because YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, they are regularly kicking us off, and we're sick of dealing with them. We don't understand why people would want to watch us on these platforms that really don't want us there. I mean, we're still streaming there, sure, because it requires absolutely no effort on our part in order to do that. However, we use our stream there to direct people to our Odyssey channel, where we don't have to worry about getting censored. You can find it at video.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this. I was curious about, we've been talking about fact-checking and the media and stuff like that. So I was curious whether or not the media had fact-checked this story about the ape experiments. And it turns out that the AP News, the people we can trust to absolutely, totally tell us the truth, have fact-checked this idea.
Of course.
About Anthony Fauci's experiments with monkeys. The claim is that Dr. Fauci's experiments include one that magnified terror in the brains of monkeys and subjected them to frightening stimulus. Now, the alarming thing here from the AP's perspective is whether or not Fauci is involved in it.
Yeah, semantics. It's always that. It's never that it did this happen or not. It's was Fauci involved, or they'll just pick a little detail and they'll attack it.
Yeah, there is no dispute that this happened. The AP's assessment is that this is false. Fauci, who is the nation's top infectious disease expert and the longtime director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, was not involved in this research because this study was conducted in a different division of the National Institutes of Health, not the one in which Fauci works.
And now here's the problem. If you are, like a lot of people out there, with a very low attention span, did you in fact read that whole article, or did you just scroll down to the bottom where it says false? And you're like, all right, it didn't happen.
Well, a lot of people don't even do that, man. And we saw this a lot. You've seen the new Matrix movie, so I want to circle back to that because you weren't here when we discussed it. You know, when the new Matrix movie came out, all I saw were people saying, hey, did you know that the Matrix movies are allegories or allegories? I don't remember what you said was the correct way of doing it.
Oh, I remember you attacked this, rightfully so, by the way. And we can talk about that because I'm in agreement with you.
I mean, it's obvious that they weren't, right? They're far more complex and nuanced movies than to just be about this one particular thing. But over and over, I had people sharing articles with me saying, oh, Lena Wachowski has come out and said that they're metaphors for being trans. And every single one of them, if you clicked it, she said nothing of the sort. But that didn't stop people from not only, A, not even reading the article entirely, but not even clicking the link that they were using to spread their lies.
Who's the Hogwarts girl? I think you can say the same thing about her.
J.K. Rowling?
She has been thrown off the bus by her own.
She is a TERF.
What is that?
It's a trans-exclusionary radical feminist.
Exclusionary? What does that mean? You don't want them in your life or something? You exclude trans from your life?
Essentially, not from her life. It's taking the right-wing position on trans people. Say, oh, it's just a man wearing a dress or whatever. You know, she's perfectly allowed to have that opinion. I would disagree with it being a trans person, but she's allowed to have that opinion. But I'm not going to, you know, give her money. As long as she's doing that.
I thought that Lana did come out and she explained the subway scene as the moment. That was her breakout moment or something, when she wakes up and she does the backflip and right out of the subway, and then she pushes her enemy into it. I thought there was something, but you know what?
Everything I saw was her saying, you know, I don't even know how much being trans affected the plot or the directing.
Well, here's what I know. Being an artist, I have been around too many artists who have worked on pieces, whether it be music and or physical art and or, you know, graphic art or any of the above, that didn't have a clue what it meant to them. And
right.
then later on, even years later, asking questions of this person, saying, well, what does this mean? And they'll be making things up on the fly, and then it finally, the light bulb goes off, and they finally embrace this meaningful purpose that this art really didn't have from the get-go. I've seen too many damn art students make it up on the fly and or evolve themselves, grow as people, and years later, the piece means something different to them. The Matrix, many, many different groups, red pillars. If you're a red pillar, I don't care what type, whether it be the men's movement and or you're an Antifa or you're a red pillar, like most libertarians are, I think it means a lot to many different people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
The
woke left would describe themselves as the red pillars. They wouldn't use that terminology, but they call themselves the woke left, the ones who woke up. That's taking the red pill.
The woke left coming out just in recent times, coming up talking about how we need to take the Matrix back. They took our red pill and they turned it into this alt-right nonsense. We need to take the pill back. That's how they see this. And it's like, but can't we all have the red pill? You guys
over there, ideal.
You guys over there can have your blue pill or green pill or whatever color. But can we just have can we all share that damn red pill?
I don't doubt
that subconsciously the movie was a coming out moment for her. But I don't believe that when Lily first came out with it, I do believe that Switch was in fact a man who went into the Matrix and was intended to be portrayed as a female.
Sure, and that could have absolutely been a result of, you know, issues they were dealing with.
I thought it was wonderful. I don't know why 1999 we weren't ready for that.
That was when the Silence of the Lambs and the Buffalo Bill was what the average person thought of as a trans person.
I mean, half of my damn EverQuest buddies were playing females. I mean, it's normal. So this is 1999.
You weren't normal in 1999, though.
Me?
Yeah, you're not normal now.
I was in the military. I had a shaved head, and I was, you know, all rough and tough with, you know, shining my boots and hanging out with tough, rough and tough military dudes, and they were playing girls on EverQuest. It was normal.
Well, let's get back into this, but we do have a caller on the line. Sydney, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, if the reason you guys are taken off of YouTube is because you're being censored, I can totally understand why. This has been a great show.
No, we weren't taken off of YouTube.
It turned out to be a camera issue, I believe.
Okay, good. All right, that's good to hear.
But they will take us off at some point. That's a guarantee.
Pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up the testing earlier in the show. Conan, Conan's done a great job of this show, like just bringing all these points forward. It's really good you guys have him on. And he mentioned that in some countries, a vaccine passport, you can get tested, like either a PCR test or an antibody test, and then you're allowed to travel, for example. And I want to bring up that with testing, if it's not at home testing, you're sending your blood somewhere. And Aria said, like, I don't want to give them my blood. And I think that's a really good point, because you are sending your blood somewhere, and because of the third party doctrine, I don't think you have any privacy rights when it comes to what they do with that sample.
Well, I'm being somewhat facetious when I say that. I get a blood test every 3 months just for STIs, and I don't mind them drawing my blood in order to run those tests. Right. But when it comes to examining my blood for COVID-19, that's a little bit different to me.
Yeah. Well, websites like 23andMe and all different DNA-style websites where people send in their sample, they want to find out who they're related to. The FBI ends up mining that information for one reason or another.
We knew that we're going to.
All those companies, as far as I'm aware, they've all been bought up by Chinese companies. China has our DNA. Probably one in out of every three Americans has sent their DNA to China, where we kind of know that they mess around with viruses and stuff. So, I mean, how easy would it be for them if they wanted to wipe out a certain
class of
human?
They would probably develop a disease that tends to target fat cells, given how fat America is. Mm. And as it turns out, that's largely what COVID-19 targets.
Obese people.
Yeah, yes, a certain group of people may have set up these testing companies all over the world. I mean, you need a certain equipment, you have logistics involved, and they could be just gobbling up all this data.
DNA mining. They're DNA mining us.
Yeah, they absolutely are. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Sydney. That's one of the reasons I never did one of these ancestry tests. It doesn't matter to me what my ancestry is. I would prefer the government not to have my DNA and to be able to run all of that, but they have my DNA now because they took it from me when they arrested me last year.
If you haven't done the DNA test yet and you're thinking about it, please watch the South Park DNA test to see how woke you are.
Well, 23andMe has been caught feeding information directly to the FBI or some governmental organization working directly with them. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. But South Park, they are always a good source of info. It's free.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.